This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Radio Shack, the Long Island, Fort Worth-based retailer, may be nearing its end amid reports that a bankruptcy deal could shutter the chain. Rumors are swirling that Sprint could take over half the chain's stores or that Amazon might get involved. Meet an analyst in Boston who's followed Radio Shack's decline for years. Radio Shack hasn't turned a quarterly profit in nearly 3 years. Analyst Scott Tillman with B. Riley & Company says the business has been out of touch with the times for a while. Gone are the days when consumers could fix their radio or computer with parts from the store or get your free battery through the Battery Club.
Many more devices today are rechargeable rather than requiring, you know, discrete batteries. A lot of the small parts are widely available, be it a kiosk in the mall or something you can order online. You know, it's very easy to go on Amazon and get whatever you might need, assuming that you don't need it for a day or two.
In the 80s and 90s, Radio Shack focused on cell phones. So many retailers have them today, from Staples and Best Buy to Walmart and every grocery store, Radio Shack can't stand out.
The biggest challenge for Radio Shack has been twofold. One has been a shift in business mix, losing out on the hobbyist business, the specialty parts business. And second has been extreme competitiveness in the wireless or mobile phone category.
Tillman says Radio Shack's been struggling to get people back into stores. Over the last few years, the chain has even created a few test stores that show off current technology the way people want to use it.
So many more devices talk to one another today and are compatible with one another, share information. You know, that wasn't the case 4 or 5 years ago. Because of that shift in connectivity, be it your phone to your tablet to your TV to your computer, there's a need to display those.
Only problem, says Tillman, Radio Shack lacks the money to create more of those kinds of shops or even the funding to publicize and create them. Still, despite the Sprint and Amazon reports, he doesn't see Radio Shack completely disappearing.
I think we'll probably, in some form or fashion, have a handful of stores, you know, a few hundred stores that remain that are in high traffic areas where they are able to maintain profitability.
In any event, Tillman suspects thousands of those strip center locations will end up closing down. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.